Agrégation interne d'anglais, épreuve de compréhension restitution. You are going to hear an oral document twice. After each listening, you will have 1 minute in which to look over your work and prepare your account of the document in English. Here is the document for the first time.
Throughout the conference, calls have been made for governments and communities to stop discriminating against key and vulnerable populations, saying stigma hinders progress in the HIV/AIDS response. Sir Elton John has vowed to fight for the rights of lesbians, gay, bisexual and transgender in countries where it's illegal to be in a same-sex relationship.
We're going to try with this brilliant help of PEPFAR. $10 million is a lot of money, and we're going to put it to good use. And we're going to help all the LGBT people in countries that find it very difficult to be LGBT to know that we are on their side. We will fight for them. We will fight for their rights, their human rights, their health, everything.
He says the campaign to end AIDS by 2030 will be a disaster if the LGBT community is excluded.
No human being should be left behind, no matter what color, no matter what sexual orientation, no matter what religious belief. Everyone in this world was created equal. We all came out of a woman's womb and we were all equal. We will all die equal. What happens in between gets unequal. We need the PrEP desperately in this country. You've got the PrEP, but I want to see it on a big, widespread scale in this country. And if you're out of the closet and able to be out of the closet, you are free.
He says while progress has been made in some countries, including South Africa, there's still a long way to go in many countries.
I know that certain governments in Africa will not respond to someone like me telling them, you should do this, you should do that. I count for nothing as far as that goes. What I can do is ensure that people who are LGBT, if the clinics are closed down, we can give them medicine. If they're put into arrested, we can get them legal aid. And with these countries, sometimes, who knows, it might take 50 years. I guarantee it will change.
The first recipients of the PEPFAR grant, the International HIV/AIDS Alliance and the Global Forum on MSM and HIV will share the $100 million to work on addressing stigma and discrimination through creative and community-led campaigns in sub-Saharan Africa and the Caribbean.
That is the end of the document for the first time. You now have 1 minute in which to look over your notes. Here is the recording for the second time.
Throughout the conference, calls have been made for governments and communities to stop discriminating against key and vulnerable populations, saying stigma hinders progress in the HIV/AIDS response. Sir Elton John has vowed to fight for the rights of lesbians, gay, bisexual and transgender in countries where it's illegal to be in a same-sex relationship.
We're going to try with this brilliant help of PEPFAR. $10 million is a lot of money and we're going to put it to good use. And we're going to help all the LGBT people in countries that find it very difficult to be LGBT to know that we are on their side. We will fight for them. We will fight for their rights, their human rights, their health, everything.
He says the campaign to end AIDS by 2030 will be a disaster if the LGBT community is excluded.
No human being should be left behind, no matter what color, no matter what sexual orientation, no matter what religious belief. Everyone in this world was created equal. We all came out of a woman's womb and we were all equal. We will all die equal. What happens in between gets unequal. We need the PrEP desperately in this country. You've got the PrEP, but I want to see it on a big, widespread scale in this country. And if you're out of the closet and able to be out of the closet, you are free.
He says while progress has been made in some countries, including South Africa, there's still a long way to go in many countries.
I know that certain governments in Africa will not respond to someone like me telling them, you should do this, you should do that. I count for nothing as far as that goes. What I can do is ensure that people who are LGBT, if the clinics are closed down, we can give them medicine. If they're put into arrested, we can get them legal aid. And with these countries, sometimes, who knows, it might take 50 years. But I guarantee it will change.
The first recipients of the PEPFAR grant, the International HIV-AIDS Alliance and the Global Forum on MSM and HIV, will share the $100 million to work on addressing stigma and discrimination through creative and community-led campaigns in sub-Saharan Africa and the Caribbean.
That is the end of the recording for the second time. You now have 1 minute in which to prepare your account of the text. That minute is now up and it's over to you. Please begin speaking now.